What if our greatest cultural achievements, art, morality, religion, aren't primarily products of our superior intellect, but of our feelings? This revolutionary idea forms the heart of Antonio Damasio's exploration into what makes us human. While we often celebrate our rational minds, Damasio reveals a more profound truth. Our cultural creations emerge from the biological imperative to maintain life itself, homeostasis. This isn't just abstract theory. The same force driving a bacterium to survive ultimately drives humans to create symphonies and develop ethical codes. In an age increasingly dominated by artificial intelligence and algorithms, understanding this connection between our biology and our humanity has never been more crucial. Our feelings aren't mere distractions from rational thought. They are the foundation of what makes us distinctly human. Life began 3.8 billion years ago with the first cell, a system capable of extracting energy, self-repair, and reproduction. These early cells naturally sought conditions that enabled them to thrive. Homeostasis reflects life's inherent drive to persist and advance, actively countering entropy. Nature developed two forms of homeostatic control: automatic processes, present even in bacteria, and mental expressions expressing value through feelings in species with complex nervous systems. Bacteria, Earth's most abundant life form, outnumber human cells in our bodies 10 to 1. Though lacking nervous systems, they exhibit intelligence through chemical networks that evolved into neural systems. They sense environments, communicate via molecular signals, and form protective communities. In resource-scarce conditions, bacteria collaborate, assess collective strength, and defend territory, even excluding non-contributing members, displaying primitive social accountability similar to human behavior. Evolution shows that cooperation, alongside competition, drives biological progress. Organisms trade independence for symbiotic benefits, creating complex systems like circulatory, immune, and nervous systems that serve homeostasis. Nervous systems emerged 600 million years ago to coordinate complex organisms. The brain doesn't create mental life alone. It works in concert with the body to produce the mind through their interaction. Life began with basic chemical sensing in single-celled organisms, similar to primitive smell and taste. The crucial evolutionary leap came when organisms developed the ability to form internal images of both their body states and the external world, the first mental representations. While simple organisms can function without nervous systems, complex life requires them for movement, temperature regulation, and mental mapping. Our bodies contain two interior domains: the ancient system of basic homeostasis, generating sensations of well-being and pain, and the newer system of voluntary muscle movement. Your mind emerges from the interplay of images, hunger, excitement, and external images, sunsets, music, creating a private universe of representations to navigate both body and environment. Our minds function like hidden orchestras, with sensory devices and nervous systems as instruments responding to both external and internal stimuli. Image making emerges from neural devices that create and combine maps into complex representations. Interior world images first integrate in brainstem nuclei before reaching areas like the insular cortex, while exterior world images primarily process in the cerebral cortex. Our perceptions generate parallel language descriptions made of mental images, auditory word sounds, and visual letter symbols. Minds also contain related images that form the complete idea of an object and its meaning. Consider how thinking of apple evokes not just its appearance, but taste, texture, memories, and symbolic associations like knowledge or health. This network of connections creates concepts that, while expressible through language, remain fundamentally image-based. Memory, present even in single-celled organisms as chemical changes, serves recognition. In human minds, memories exist as neural circuit modifications rather than molecular changes. The brain stores explicit images as neurocodes across association cortices, reconstructing them during recall. Complex thoughts arise from combining simple images that integrate across sensory modes to form coherent narratives. This process requires precise coordination between brain regions, enabling us to navigate both internal and external experiences. The parallel world of affect runs alongside our mental images. Without feelings, we'd have only dry chains of sensory perceptions, unable to classify experiences as beautiful or ugly. The absence of feelings would suspend being itself. Feelings are conscious experiences that translate our organism's interior state into mental terms of good or bad. Music illustrates this perfectly, creating not just pleasant sounds, but bodily sensations of expansion or warmth. Feelings emerge in two ways, as spontaneous homeostatic feelings from background life processes, and as provoked feelings from emotive responses to stimuli. When we experience delight, our organism transforms through chemical and visceral changes. These responses originate in brain systems, primarily the hypothalamus, brainstem, and basal forebrain. This affective control panel automatically responds to various stimuli, producing corresponding feelings. While emotions serve individual welfare, most drives and feelings are inherently social. Desire, love, joy, fear, and compassion operate in social contexts. This powerful sociality, which enabled cultural emergence, evolved from simpler neural processes present in early organisms. Consciousness combines subjective perspective and integrated experience to enable our cultural mind. It makes mental contents uniquely ours while unifying them into a coherent whole. In normal consciousness, we recognize ourselves as the subjects of our experiences. Knowledge becomes meaningful only when viewed from our personal perspective. The conscious mind operates like a theater with both stage and audience, you. While invisible to yourself, you sense your presence as the observer. This theater metaphor represents biological processes creating our experience. Subjectivity makes thoughts instantly recognizable as our own. Without it, consciousness fragments and mental images float unanchored. This subjectivity trick works through perspective and feelings. Mental images align with our sensory viewpoints, while feelings create meaning through two sources, our homeostatic state and emotional responses. These homeostatic feelings provide a constant backdrop, a fundamental sense of being underlying all experience. Image making, affect, and consciousness are key mental faculties enabling human culture, underpinning abilities like memory, language, and creative intelligence. Homeostasis has guided life-maintaining behaviors across organisms. In simple life forms, it generated proto-feelings without mental processes. Human cultures operate under the same imperative, but with more sophisticated mechanisms built on basic social responses. As these mechanisms evolved to produce complex feelings, homeostasis worked behind the scenes. Feelings drove responses created by our intellectual capabilities, with cultural innovations spreading through social transmission rather than genetics. Early humans gathering around fire exemplified this evolution. Fire created social spaces by extending wakeful hours, becoming crucibles for cultural development through conversation and storytelling. Our modern attraction to fireplaces echoes this ancient setting of connection. Early cultural innovations directly addressed homeostatic needs. Medicine emerged from responses to disease, while religious beliefs developed from grief and mortality, offering concepts of higher powers and afterlife. From bacteria to Beethoven, our cultural achievements aren't separate from our biology, they're extensions of it. Our greatest accomplishments fulfill our biological nature in increasingly sophisticated ways, showing how both thought and feeling define our humanity.